John, a lot of scientists say that beef production is a major contributor of greenhouse gases and a contributor to global warming. A lot of them conclude we just need to reduce our consumption of meat, and that would help take care of that problem. So how do you respond to that?
Well, we respectfully disagree with their bottom line assessment. And we know that there's also an awful lot of very important environmental attributes that come with the growing of legumes, the growing of pasture land, and the utilization of pasture for beef production. It uses a lot less carbon, as you would suspect it would, than commercial crop production. It creates a lot of benefits for water quality and other environmental considerations. And we know that diet also impacts the amount of methane. And so we think that there's things that we can do to reduce that. But livestock, in our opinion, is a part of the natural world, universe, and system. They have an important role to play, and that it's simply a mistake to isolate one variable out of that equation in that fashion. Some of the best environmental stewardship, all told, all things measured, comes from especially some of the more highly erodible grounds and some of the more sandy soils being properly utilized for grass production and beef cattle.
Okay, and what about ethanol, corn ethanol production, and how it fits into all this?
Well, several things. One is that we just get more and more efficient at being able to produce a bushel of corn with less and less total carbon inputs. And two, corn is an amazing plant in that it's very, very efficient at being able to take carbon out of the atmosphere and sequester it into the soil, which builds tilth, improves productivity, reduces the need for outside nitrogen, but also improves the water storage capacity of the soil, so it uses the water that we get more efficiently. As we look at all of the studies that I've seen, ethanol production is still a substantial improvement. It's not the perfect answer, but substantially better ought not be the enemy of perfect, because there is no perfect at this point. So as we look at corn production and ethanol use, it's been very helpful. It reduces carbon emissions. It provides a lot of economic benefits. It reduces our dependence on foreign oil, and it also lays all of the groundwork for what we hope to come in the more efficient use of cellulosic ethanol development. But if there's no modern corn ethanol industry, it also reduces the likelihood that we'll have a successful cellulosic ethanol industry on down the road.
Do you sense that farmers and ranchers are becoming more concerned with global warming and climate change? Or is it still a battle to convince people that this is a serious issue?
Well, you know, we've been out in the country talking to folks for a very long time about these issues. And, you know, you have some folks who, no matter how much facts you give them, how much information you give them, they have a strongly held opinion, and they believe that their strongly held opinion trumps any fact that they could possibly confront. But for the most part, farmers are students of science. We're technology users. We read, we study, we work with the natural world. We wonder about these things, and we've found farmers very open, and they were very willing to give carbon sequestration a try, for example. I mean, to the amazement of politicians and a lot of other folks, We were met with an amazing amount of willingness to do their production and manage their grasses, for example, and other things, and modify their cultural practices in order to get an incentive from the market, in order to also buy in on doing something good for the planet and good for the environment. And you know, we continue to believe that most folks involved in production agriculture have what we call the conservation ethic, and that is that they're concerned about the environment, the soil, the water, and the air, all of those things, and they do want to leave it to the next generation better than they found it.